the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello, and once again, it's Monday Night Live from the Podcast Cubby here at the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant. For the love of football, it's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show. Wow, we got a big and rowdy crowd.
I think there was an ape in there.
There was.
which one?
Well, Coach, this is the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show,
yeah,
and we have some words of wisdom
for
us.
Does that make you the other Yank?
Are you there? You go.
Yeah, actually, Lester's keeping the dream alive.
There you go.
Cinderella season. They're 7 points clear.
Yep.
Tottenham didn't quite do what they needed to do.
Right.
And this is exciting. There's only six games left.
And a year ago, they were in last place. You know that? Yesterday on that day, they were in last place.
That's the beauty of it. This is
how amazing. Many points do they need, John?
Ooh, good question. They've got 60,
I know.
They've got 69. How many do they need, Jane?
They need 12.
They only need 12.
But you realize if the last nine games of the season, if you'd have calculated the win in the league on the last nine games, they would have won it. That's how well they did in the last nine games.
You're absolutely right. I mean, they came out of nowhere. What, they won 7 out of 9 or 9 out of whatever it was?
Yeah.
And they just continued that exact trend, haven't they?
But you know, to stay that healthy and play with that kind of tenaciousness, it's been amazing.
Everyone talks about their attacking with Vardy and everything, but the fact they've won 14 games 1-0.
Yeah,
you got to give a big shout out to their defense.
Absolutely. I want to talk more about that team, but first let's go around and do our introductions of the All-Star panel for tonight. Joining us from Carlsbad, one of our sponsors, it is Swagger Dave.
Hey,
hello, Swagger
Woo-woo!
Dave.
Hey, great to be up here.
Great, great. We finally have some Arsenal, an Arsenal guy here.
Hillbilly in the house.
They used to have a heavy presence, and then they kind of disappeared, so welcome.
Yeah,
representing Arsenal and Swagger Club, CA. And then returning from last week, welcome again. Hello, Liverpool.
Derek.
Yeah. Thank you. 3-2-1.
But you can call me Derek if you want.
Welcome, Liverpool Derek. See, I can cut that out.
Very good.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then we have one of the co-founders of the show and the honorary president of the Peaky Blinders fan club and vice president of Bringer Inners. It is Scouser Craig. Hello.
What's up? Let's get this party started.
Let's get some dancing going on, Eric?
Yeah, also.
Yeah, some ballroom dancing.
That's right.
I don't do ballroom.
And then next to him,
you've
met our coach. We also have a ref in the group. It is Eric the ref. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
He's the only blind ref you'll ever meet.
Right. Center circle. Don't leave it. Best calls.
King of the yellow and the reds.
That's it. Make my best calls from center circle.
There you go.
Wow.
Why walk if you don't have to?
He's too heavy. Yeah.
That whole angle thing that's way overblown.
Yeah, running's overrated.
There you go. And then next is the vice president of technology and leader of the chow thing.
What?
It is Chelsea Vince. Hello, Chelsea Vince.
Hi, I guess.
I'm trying to build
quite
you up.
Quite an introduction.
It's time to give you the personality.
The president of Chow.
The president of Chow. A Chow leader.
Yeah, you can say there Chow now.
This
yeah.
is true.
You've got Kunti.
Very
up.
True there.
There you go. Ooh. And I forgot to mention that Swagger Dave is one of the three members of the Pick'em Hall of Fame. The second member is Miss Leeds Jane, vice president of the show. Come on, don't downplay that. You know, that's glory.
It's only because you're in it that we even still speak about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
otherwise,
Coach?
It'd be totally forgotten. That's why I'm a humble host. No, it is Miss Leeds Jane. Hello, Miss Jane. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, everyone. I'm good, thank
great,
you.
Great to have you. Great to have you. And then we have, he is the grand poobah. He is the big shot. He's one of the top executives of AYSO. But mainly he's a Southampton fan. It's Southampton Bob. Hello, Bob. Welcome as always.
We're Leicester this week.
Yeah. Well, let's all put on our Leicester hats and let's talk about that team. I mean, they deserve some love. Jane, you were starting to say something I was thinking over the weekend is they've really kind of adapted their team. They used to just be score happy and they didn't have much of a defense. And then all of a sudden they've turned around and they've won, what, 4 or 5 games in a row of 1-0, right? Or
And they've won, I think, 14 for the total season. And, yeah, their defense is doing really good. And I have to say, he's an ex-Leeds player as well, Schmeichel.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think that his dad is just, like, giving him so much advice right now.
Casper Schmeichel played for Leeds.
Yes.
You should have stayed.
Then he went to Leicester. Leicester bought him. You know, I think we got like $3 million for him or something.
There's something he does every single game that Reina did for Liverpool that I've never seen another goalkeeper do it. He releases that ball
fast
as soon as he gets it. Every time he gets that ball, he fucking releases up. I'm like, that's the goal.
And then you got Yardy. I mean, that guy.
Yeah, he's so fast.
That look in his eye. You know, I haven't seen a look in his eye since Luis Suarez. That kind of intense.
Yeah, anger, yeah.
And he almost looks like a rat or something, like
an
animal.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a rat.
Who
is
it he wanted to fight in the game?
That big guy. That big center back, right?
Yeah.
Fonte. Or Fonte, I think that's
Fonte.
Yeah, Fonte, yeah.
It's
Fonte. Yeah.
Wanyama
Fonte.
I've always thought the goalkeepers that release the ball the fastest are the ones that are going to get, you know, the team's win. And he releases it as soon as he gets it. It's like, if you look at Mignolet, he's like...
Yeah, he's a ditherer.
Yeah, and you know what? Kudos to him, you know. Obviously, he's got a lot. He's got big boots to fill, but he's not doing a bad job, is he?
No,
if he wins this Premiership, how many father-son goalkeepers have there ever been?
I don't think there's going to be many.
No, I don't think
there's any.
If any, yeah. You
so I mean? Just, like I was saying, I just think his dad is just, constantly talking to him right
now.
We have two new guests joining us tonight. First, we have
Stephen from Liverpool.
Thank you.
But local now here in Southern California.
He's very posh for a Liverpoolian.
Oh, yeah.
So you from
is he from the Wirral?
Is he too much class for the South?
I'm somewhere across the Atlantic at this point, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we have Paul, a Sheffield Wednesday.
Paul from Sheffield.
There we go. Thank you.
Or Thursday. I think you have to make an excuse for him from Sheffield.
Okay.
But you have the greatest movie of all time.
What's that?
The Full Monty.
But you realise...
Oh, the Full Monty.
You notice he was a Sheffield United supporter.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's why he was a loser.
Oh,
there we go.
Let's just interrupt it. Sheffield United is actually the oldest team in the world. Yes, they are.
Actually, I think they're the second oldest because Notts County were in...
There was three of them. But Sheffield United is known as the oldest... Because that's why Pelé came back about, 10 years ago and played for Sheffield United. United is the oldest team in the world. Oldest soccer team ever is Sheffield United. He doesn't want to admit it.
Pelly,
really
what was their average age then?
Doesn't matter. They really
they're like 120 each. Is that what you mean? It's kind of old.
Sheffield United is the original soccer team. There was three or four. Notts County was one of them.
What about Corinthians?
Oh, fuck off. Sheffield United, the oldest.
Is this like when Caesar was president?
It was like 120 odd years ago.
Caesar was prime minister.
Sheffield Wednesday was founded in 1867. I didn't know.
Yeah, fucking Sheffield United 2 years before.
In 1967?
And can you work that out?
65.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the show, guys. And what we're going to do is pick up the topic we were on, and we're going to get a chance to talk more about Sheffield. And that must be a big derby, right? Remember, we're Yanks. So
you say that mean derby?
Fuck off. It's derby.
You're illiterate. You're illiterate Yanks.
It's not. Hold on, we did. It's derby.
Who invited these guys?
The Kentucky Derby, yeah.
It's derby.
Sorry about that.
Okay, let's get serious.
It's derby, not derby. Where did derby?
Derby. I don't know.
We have a couple of people that say derby. I'm like,
it's a Kentucky Derby.
Where did that come from?
Jeez.
It's derby.
I know. I know that. All right, so let's get back to the subject at hand. It is Leicester, how they're doing. And we were talking about how, obviously, it's history-making, how they change their team. They used to score a lot of goals and give up a lot of goals. And about mid-season, they kind of became defensive. They won a lot of games 1-0, obviously. And I think what they show is what maybe, and I'm going to point a little bit at you, Dave, maybe what Wenger lacks is the ability to kind of adapt to, you know, a situation and change a style in order to what, in effect, is, you know, being able to win league coming out of nowhere. What do you think of that? You think that's one of the drawbacks? I know I heard criticism of Wenger that way. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, he's definitely gotten in a rut, and he's just not doing anything different. So it's kind of put us in a stifle. And, it's definitely a problem. But I will say that we actually got 4 goals at home. Woohoo! It's like we were the 3rd lowest scoring team at home this season. That's pretty bad for
really?
Arsenal.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jeez, that wasn't
that was bad. A couple weeks ago. I'm not sure if it changed since then, but like a few weeks back they were saying that. And that's a really pathetic stat to have one of the top clubs not scoring at home.
Was it Everton, like 1 or 2?
Yeah, Villa was number 1, of course.
Oh, that's probably Everton then.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty bad. So, but it was nice to see him scoring again and playing.
Two things with Leicester. I mean, they've had the smallest squad that's played all year.
Only 18 players.
And they've only played half the games of Liverpool.
True.
No
half?
European games. Oh, yeah.
I think half's an exaggeration.
Well, a little bit, but it's not much.
You can't put everything down to Liverpool. The thing with Leicester is, at times, the midfield is now kicked in and the defence is now kicked in.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season, it was the attackers. Now, the ones you rely on, they're kicking in. And everyone's kicking in at the right time.
And those two centre-backs, Morgan and Huth, those guys are good.
When the strikers are doing their job, you can be great, but you don't have to be perfect. Now the strikers ain't doing their job. The defenders and the midfielders are doing it.
Yeah.
No.
Chelsea.
No, he didn't.
No, Chelsea.
No, they played for
Huth. Huth played for Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Didn't he play for Leeds as well? I think Huth played for Leeds before Chelsea.
No, you're thinking of Hulk.
Didn't this comeback start at the end of last season?
Yeah,
it really did.
That was it.
That's when it all sort of came into being, didn't it, really?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you think of that. How does a club just all of a sudden completely turn around like that?
But the funny thing is, if it was America, they'd have made a movie about it already. You know what I mean?
I heard they're going to make a movie about it, right?
They won't make a movie. How many soccer movies have you ever seen made?
Sort of Leicester Biscuit or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it will be centred around some...
They didn't get most of these.
It'll be centred around someone that works at the Walker's Crisp Factory.
Hey, my cousins live in Leicester. They work for the Pet Foods. It was Pedigree Chum, I think, in Leicester.
No, it's Walker's Crisps.
Walker's Crisps. Yeah.
You still get those little salt packets.
Well, the other thing, too, is that those guys, they're really gelling as a team because there's no injuries. They don't play all those other cups like you were saying. So
you're absolutely right.
They're not getting the injuries, so they just keep playing together, and they've got a real good all the time.
I have a question. Why does Vardy have that fucking cast on his right arm?
Now, I was wondering that, too. Did something happen to him? I mean,
I don't know.
Did that give it away that he's got a cast on his arm?
Could have, yeah. I mean, that's...
I think it's a fairing because he's so fast.
Oh, he is fast, isn't he?
No, but I mean, if he hits someone with that, just as well it's not Fellaini wearing it.
Yeah, no, it's a soft cast. They're soft cast.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's not
so
a cast.
So why does he have it, though? He's had it all season.
Well, to keep it in place. Yeah.
Okay.
That's his wanking hand.
Yeah.
It's a sort of wrap. Or it's either a wrap or a burrito. I'm not quite sure which it is.
But look at that guy Morgan, the one who scored the goal against the Saints. That was a really nice goal as well.
You were the Saints again?
Yeah, they're the ones who are above Liverpool right now.
Aren't they the side that's close to Bournemouth?
Could you be more specific, please?
Yeah, we're about two places up on Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, but two games in hand.
Yeah, two games in hand, Bob.
I'm not worried. We got the point.
You've never been worried because staying in the Premiership is all you need.
That's all I'm worried
about. That's all, you know. Well, you're good. You're good this year. Don't know whether you're going to be good next year, but you're good this year.
Well, they were good last year, too.
The nice thing about
Leicester... I won $10 on them last year.
The nice thing about Leicester, they've made this turnaround with predominantly the same team. I mean, that's hard. That's getting the best out of the team that's already there. That's why they need the credit. They deserve the credit. There's the same people that, to Paul's point, they had the end of last season, and they just knocked it out of the ballpark, as you put it in American terms.
Is the credit to...
Nigel Pearson.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The credit more to Nigel Pearson is to Claudio.
Absolutely, it's got to be. You got to look at the management style, and he's brought out the best in the team.
I think though he's brought in the state calm.
Yeah,
he's brought in the state calm.
I was thinking that too. You know what I was thinking is his approach with that team this year versus Brendan Rodgers with Liverpool. Remember, they were just got this feeling they were panicking.
With him, if he gets them in the Champions League, they are fucking king of the hill, right? So the fact that they go in and win the Premiership. There's no stress, and he's took the stress. But realize, Claude Ranieri has never won a title in any of the jobs he's taken. He's never took any title.
Neither have Leicester.
they've never won a league. Never won a league title. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you think if you watch how many other games did they get a goal the last minute, and that's exactly it. They were just calm. They just waited it out, patiently kept pushing, and they keep pulling off.
They won the championship 2 years ago.
Well, that's not really a league, is it?
It is. It's not a top league. It's the hardest bloody league to get out of.
No, that's because you're a Leeds fan. It's the hardest league.
Yeah, just you wait. Yeah. You might be going down there at this rate.
Oh, yeah, ooh. I don't think so.
Do you anticipate Leeds will get out of it?
Oh, they've been saying that for the last 20 years.
No, not anytime soon.
No, it's not looking
good. Not until we get a new owner.
Well, what do you guys think of, a little bit jumping off topic, but the Newcastle-Norwich game?
Who's Norwich?
Norwich.
The reason I mentioned it.
Norwich.
Is that like sandwich? Norwich?
Norwich.
Yeah, you guys get me every time I say that.
Norwich.
Get you every time you say that.
We try to explain to him it's not Norwich.
Both teams start with the
Yo
letter N.
Yo amo Jaime. Yo, I guess like a different language.
He's Jaime.
I know. That's it.
It was a great game, but Norwich are always going to get out of trouble. They're a team that seem to manage to... They never play that well in the league, but there's always teams that are worse than
them. And when they go down, they come right back
up. Yeah. You know, and they're going to stay up. They're figuring it out.
But the money right now in the Premiership, shoot.
Well, the reason I mentioned Newcastle
next season.
They're done.
In deep trouble.
They're done.
And then Newcastle, we said before, is like Leeds, right? That game was
yeah, it's like, you know, it's like...
When you bear in mind that the worst team in the Premier Division last year got $93 million from Sky. I mean, you know...
I mean, that's got to kill you. It's got to kill you to get demoted.
It's leveling the playing field.
But the ones coming up are going to be $100 million right off the bat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And that's why they said... That's why like some of the smaller teams now are able to compete because they can buy that pivotal player that can change a whole team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Leicester really haven't bought a pivotal player, but you know what? They'll have the money to do so next year, so they may have the money to stay up there.
Well, Jane, who are the two teams, and maybe you guys know too, who are the two teams right now that look like are going to be promoted from the Championship League?
I think Middlesbrough definitely coming
and
up.
And Burnley.
Yeah, and Burnley.
Burnley back up.
They're top right now.
Burnley's on top.
Yeah, Middlesbrough, I mean... I don't know. It was tough when they went down because they were just really unlucky. And I, you know, he's the England U21 manager now, I think. Gareth Southgate. He's one of my favourite managers.
I like him, yeah.
I like him a lot. So I think that I was sad when they went down.
Well, fortunately for the North East, it's one up and two down.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it? And part of the problem is no one wants to move there.
I remember Jimmy Adamson saying about Burnley, they're going to be the team of the 70s.
That was in the 80s.
Well, it sure has been a great season from the point of view. Obviously, you've got Leicester, and then our Spurs guys aren't here, but you know they're in the running. And I think the interesting thing to watch there is whether they finish above your Arsenal team, Dave.
Yeah, that can't happen.
I know, there's such a hatred there.
Oh, we want that to happen.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many of the guys, that's more important than actually not winning the Premier to a lot of people.
Make sure they finish on top of Spurs, yeah.
But yeah. The next games, though, we have the easiest route between Leicester and Tottenham.
And I think I've got it here. Is it 4 points or 2 points at Europe?
We're a game in hand.
Four points with a game in hand.
Yeah, with West Brom. So we've got an easier schedule than the other two.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But that's what I was going to say about Leicester as well, is over the Christmas break, that not having those other leagues, and that was their test right there to me. That's where they won the league if they do take it, because they had actually a rough schedule through the holidays, and they pulled through like champs. Like I thought for sure they were going to lose a couple of those games, and they pulled them out again. So that was a key to me.
What does a team like that do, though, given they've only, like you said, Derek, they've played 18 players, you know, only 18 players the entire season? What happens next year when they've got Champions League?
They'll be screwed next year because playing Champions League, they just haven't got the squad to do it.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it, too. He's still playing Champions League.
He's going to pick up probably six, eight players.
The Europa League is the one that kills teams, not the Champions League.
Do you think players will want to go to Leicester City because they're in the Champions League? You think that's going to be a big recruiting advantage?
Yeah, huge recruiting because there's a lot of players that are probably, you know, to the
Lukaku
bigger
and all that
yeah, the bigger clubs, they may be a B player, but to Fellaini, someone like Leicester, they'll be an A player, and they'll they'll want to play for him. Like I've heard people talk about Vardy leaving after the season. Why the hell would he leave?
Money.
He's going to get more money. Well, they have a really good owner.
He's 30, right?
He's already got one raise this season. He'll get the money he wants. And why would you go to another team like Man City and sit on the bench?
And disappear. Yeah.
He wants to play Champions League. He's 29 years old. He's only got a couple more years in it.
But this has been proven over years and years that certain players go to different clubs and never do it because they've been successful at a particular club and a particular type of play, and then they move to another club, usually a bigger club where they don't cater to his type of play, and they don't succeed.
It fizzled out,
he's succeeding right now. He needs to stick at it. They've got all the Premiership money. They can pay him what he wants.
Well, how much money will they get? They'll win league, hopefully, and then they get into Championship.
Win league.
And they're going to go into Champions League. So that's a couple of hundred million, right?
Yeah, but they still get the 100 basic.
I know that, but, you know,
Then the bonuses. And,
I think it's
a lot of money on the table, right?
I don't see why Vardy would leave.
I think he'd leave because he'd have this idea that Leicester won't keep this up.
I agree, but if they don't keep it up, what makes him, he's going to be,
then his value,
he's 29, if he wasn't good at 23, 24.
I'd be worried about losing Mahrez than I would.
Yeah, Mahrez and Conte.
Yeah, Mahrez is great. Conte's awesome, isn't he? That guy's a great player.
Him and Drinkwater, the heart and soul of that team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Conte, is that the little black guy? Fucking hell, how good he was. Yeah. Well, how fucking good is he? Conte.
He was crazy.
It's not spelled
yesterday.
C-O-N-T. It's K. K, right, yeah. Oh, that guy's fucking... He was in there grabbing every ball.
They say he's like having two midfielders.
His engine, his fucking engine was... He was running all over the place.
Well, we were watching yesterday, and they just let him run free. He doesn't specifically mark anybody. That he's allowed to just go where the ball is. And we were watching yesterday, and he was just going... He was all over the pitch, and he was just getting the ball off everyone. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I mean, let's say they do get players for next season. How far do you think they'll go?
Oh, they probably won't get out of the table for Champions League. That's fine. But I think their goal next season will probably be trying to get...
But you remember, though, Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest won the Champions League.
But they're not going to take out Barcelona.
But here's what you don't realize. You say that. Do you know how many times Barcelona's won the Champions League? Five times.
Okay.
Liverpool's won it five times.
Here we go.
I'm not boiling it down. But everyone thinks all of a sudden.
Barcelona
are the greatest team.
History's not
they're
that
not
good.
The greatest team ever. First of all, now. There's only two teams in fucking Spain. So they shouldn't be the greatest team ever.
You're right, but guess what?
Yeah, it is actually dreadful for soccer that they are subsidised by the government, they're subsidised by the city, and you know, it's not fair on everybody else. When you look at how the money is divided out in the Premiership, it's divided out equally how you finish. It's not that in the Spanish League. If it was, then those teams wouldn't be competing as much as they are in the Champions League. So that's unfair. So when you look at it, when you look at the amount of European Cups compared to Liverpool, we're fucking way superior than Barcelona because we don't have the subsidies that they have by the city, by the government, and by the...
Similarly, Sheffield Wednesday never had the money Man United had.
There's a reason for that.
There's nothing to spend it on in Sheffield.
But also,
apart from making forks.
Also, in the La Liga, in the distribution rights for the TV, Real Madrid and Barcelona get like 70% of it.
This is why
they're up there, and that's the only reason they're up there.
Because if they're not on television, so nobody else will watch.
If you take Barcelona and you put that team in the Premier League this year, how do you think they do? Do they win it?
Well, do they have to compete in all the other leagues? The cups and things? No, in England, you know what I mean? There's so many different levels of...
Yeah, let's say they do. FA, yeah, they've got to do FA Cup. They got to do everything.
That changes a lot.
They got to do everything in
English. I think
it's
too physical, for one thing.
Yeah.
The weather sucks. Yeah. So, I mean, they all talk about the Christmas break. It's the greatest time for football in England. And
it's never going to
change.
There's nothing better than Boxing Day like we did.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing. I live for Boxing Day. I never want to give up Boxing Day. So that means
I don't think Barca would win the Premier League first going.
Either.
I think there's too much of an adjustment for them.
Yeah, they don't play the same way.
They have
to change.
They'd get kicked off the park.
Well, that's why Messi will never come to the Premier League.
Yeah, he might do next year.
It's too physical for him.
He has the time in La Liga to sort of spread the ball around and take his time and beat one-on-one. You don't get that time in the Prem.
So I want to go back to you, Jane, when you said Leicester won't get out of pool. Let's say they don't.
Gang signs?
So why would a player go to Leicester if they're not going to get out of pool?
Because it's that opportunity and just playing.
And Chris?
And
because they could go to Liverpool and not be in it. Yeah.
Just sit on the bench.
Where would he go instead?
I mean, they might. They might.
Right. They're winning the league here. I mean, yeah, it just depends who.
I mean, I think about it. We all go about this. They're only an 18-man squad. But, like, we watched them yesterday, and they look fantastic. I didn't see a weak link on that pitch. So they need to add players, for strength and depth on the bench. But, yes.
It's to go to your point, Mane goes through one-on-one, basically, and Simpson is chasing him like a bat out of hell. Pushes him wide. The goalkeeper pushes him even wider. And Simpson gets...
That was a penalty anyway.
I agree.
It hit Simpson on the arm. Otherwise,
it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, I don't know.
the rule is, as a ref, if it hits, if it could hit you on the chest, if it can hit something after the arm that would stop it, that's not legal. Then
that's not a rule.
That was not a penalty. You know, Bob.
What do you know, Bob?
Bob, you know in your heart That was not a penalty.
It's got to be intentional.
I can't believe
it wasn't intentional.
I can't believe you're quoting something you have no idea about.
Okay. Okay.
I can't believe that.
You have an idea about the guy that was right in front of it is a professional referee, yeah. Right? What was your decision?
I don't know what his view of it was. You can say he's right.
Okay, you got the view. You got the view.
Oh, for me, I thought he'd moved down to it.
Okay, but, yeah. But. What? So there's always a but then?
There is a but.
Okay, so it's not out and out a penalty then? Because before we sat there, you were like, oh, yeah, but. Now you're butting about it.
No.
I'd put it at a penalty.
But there's the centre.
There wasn't a penalty.
But the centre ref and the linesman
said that. It's at his body. If his arm's in front of his body, it would hit his chest after that. It's not a penalty.
You listen to the commentators too much. That's what you do.
And hold on. Well, the commentators are professionals. They played in a professional game, right? You didn't. I didn't. So I would take their word over yours.
Yeah, but you know, Koeman.
And I'm right then.
Koeman was very excited.
You got to take the bitterness out.
He was very upset.
They're stupid footballers.
If that was Liverpool, if that was going against Liverpool, you'd be screaming for a penalty, right?
That's what you say, but you don't know.
Oh, we know.
Oh, yeah, we
know.
See, what you don't realize, unlike Southampton, Liverpool supporters know the game.
Yes. Oh, we know the game, and you should know the game. You should know that was not a penalty.
And more
that
players.
That was no way a penalty.
More problem. Players from I all know. The teams in the Premier League will say about the reception being fair at Anfield. People get clapped off from the opposite side if they do something good.
Well, they do it, Sam.
No, they don't.
That just
like a woolly backs.
At the end of the
day.
At
Sheffield Wednesday.
At the end of the day.
We sing this to Ricky Lambert.
You serenade him.
Lovren as well, you know.
At the end of the day, that was not a penalty.
Well, it wasn't because the referee never gave it.
Yes, thank you.
But that's what you say, I wouldn't give it.
Well, that's not. You're a Southampton fan, of course.
I'm a referee as well.
But that's our referee. You're right. Would you have given in?
I'll side with the referee, I think.
I didn't see the game. But, I mean, what you're describing, if he makes a move with the arm, yeah.
He didn't make a move with it.
No, he didn't.
It looked like he never went like that.
His arm hits. I don't think he moved his arm to block the ball.
No,
I don't think there's an intent.
Yeah, thank you. No, he did not. No, he did not. How could he go like that when it went this way?
The ref's speaking.
It would have hit his chest had it not hit his arm.
It's not a monologue. It's a dialogue.
Hey, it's first time on here.
Either way, like Bob mentioned, it was fantastic defending.
It's a monocast.
Yeah.
Sounds like a teacher.
Yeah.
Are you a teacher there, Eric?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that defensive player right there, though, just shows the way they play.
Yeah.
Okay, players, they're in the professional. They know what they're doing. They got to make themselves bigger. And professional players will do anything to get away with it. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. It's how much you can get away with.
Totally agree. But you got to remember, this guy did not make himself
That's
bigger.
That's a bit pessimistic.
If it hadn't have hit his arm, it would have hit his chest.
He was running and it looked like he put his
Which means it would have been blocked out.
But it was the commentator Lexi Lawless.
Hang on, it's one point to your against you. It hit his arm. His arm was 90 degrees to the ball, so the ball goes straight back. If it hit his chest, it could have glanced in towards the goal.
That's not a goal.
Hey Jim, I don't know if you thought about this, but first time on tonight, fantastic guys. But you should be doing this as a video podcast because the amount of flying arms.
I've
not seen this since a Liverpool. A birdie song at somebody's wedding. It's
almost the chicken dance.
I know. It's a chicken dance.
You can't see this on the podcast.
It's fantastic.
Give it time.
Some very animated people.
Greg's going to bite somebody in the middle.
Maybe not 5 points.
Great take. Great take, Steve.
You know what? It was at his side. His arm was at his side, right? That doesn't mean because it blocked, it was going to goal. It was. I am. Both commentators.
Bob.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They could have went either way. But
Bob.
The fact that they went the opposite way doesn't mean they're wrong.
But
I've been simpler given.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Same play.
Did Huff go like this?
You can't.
No.
You can't see.
His arm was right
but
down.
But they're putting their arms
Bob.
Down like all the way.
Bob.
Down.
Bob. Only the fuck.
This is a good podcast.
Only. Only. Bob. Only the truth. His arm was by his side.
Okay.
He didn't put out his arm, and he kicked his arm ball to his arm.
Okay, that's enough.
Which team do you support?
Hey, I've got to see
order
this.
In the court.
I've got to see this on TV.
On another odd issue that somebody brought up the other day was that there's something that came out on the Sunday papers about Leicester and other players with drugs. Does anybody? I didn't read up about
it. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
Some doctor.
Oh, they're all hopped up on something?
I'm not sure.
I thought they were asking. Was that Aston Villa, wasn't it?
I'm a psych.
They mentioned Leicester players, but I didn't know. I didn't read anything, so I don't know.
Street doctor who's not even a doctor.
Oh, okay. I didn't read any of the article. I was just curious.
As a cyclist, I can assure you that all sportsmen, sportsmen are taking drugs.
Yeah.
Professional sportsmen take drugs. And if you don't believe that,
I can assure you don't look like you took steroids, mate.
Are you saying
I'm doing my best?
Are you saying that cyclists are sportsmen?
No.
I'd like to see you go up that hill.
I fucking hate cyclists. They never stop at the stop signs. I fucking hate them.
Well, they're not
never stop at the stop signs.
Well, we're pedestrians, really.
They're supposed to take the rules like everybody else and never stop at the stop signs.
Yeah, you're just jealous because you have to stop it.
Bob, what did you think of Koeman's rant after the... after the meeting, because he was very upset with the
decision.
Yeah,
I thought he was very. I got no problem with it.
Has there been any?
He had every reason to be upset.
About what?
Oh, he complained about the refing.
I think he didn't get
here's the thing, though. If you got to rely on penalties,
we don't.
Then you're fucked. Well, you did. You did yesterday or the day before. Yeah, but if you got to rely on them.
That could have changed the game, though.
Yeah, but look, against Liverpool 2 weeks ago.
You destroyed us.
We
second half.
Was coming.
We should have had a penalty in the first
one. We're going to take a
you
break.
You did. You got a penalty.
Not in the first
one. Yeah, and he saved it. But we gassed out.
That first 5 minutes.
No. Oh, so every
game you want penalties?
Every game you want penalties now? Because let's go back to the fact that how many of Southampton should have been penalties against them? None? It doesn't matter, is there been any? Because naturally there always
it's
is.
It's a trick question, Bob.
Yeah, it's a trick question, Bob. I'll tell you why it's a trick question, because he will never remember the opposite player's penalty claims. Well, you're not remembering them, because I can guarantee in the last four games there's been them.
There's not that many.
It doesn't matter. In the last four games there's been them. So you got to take those pink fucking striped or fucking...
But it's not as interesting as discussing the Liverpool ones with you.
yeah. Well, that's because I'm interesting, you know what I mean? I keep it going.
See, Paul has known Craig 20 minutes. He's already got him totally figured out.
Well, fuck yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, we haven't gone on the Liverpool-Southampton game. They destroyed us in the second half, and they deservedly deserved it too. But I'm not arguing over anything. They deserved it.
Do you think it was a long coach trip down there that did the trouble?
No, I think it was the Europa League.
Europa League.
You know, yeah, we gassed out. In that second half, we gassed out so much. But that player, what is it, Mane?
Was it the altitude?
Fucking love him. But I tell you what, if he moved to another team, he wouldn't do it. I don't know why. He's doing it with Southampton, but I don't think he would move to another team.
Find out with a lot of players.
he needs to stick with Southampton. I think because, you know, they've progressed. They've sold half their players and still progressed. You know what I mean? Lallana's like proven himself the last few games.
And Lovren too. Lovren's
actually coming through.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good job for
you. Yeah, your client's great. Yeah. By the way, we haven't touched on the Tottenham game yet.
Let's talk about the Tottenham game.
That was a great game.
Give Eric the option. Oh, you didn't watch it, did you?
Well, let's let Steve. Hey, since we have a guest, Steve, why don't you kick off your kind of take on the Tottenham? Did you watch a game? I guess I should ask first.
I didn't. I only watched the highlights, Ernie. So
okay.
Okay, then bring it back to
well
me.
Well, then, okay.
There you go.
Sorry. Fuck you. Steve, you're fired. Okay, next.
Clearly.
It's one of those games where you want to sell the Premiership. It's one of those games because the first...
I missed it too, by the way.
The first 40 minutes, no goals, but end-to-end stuff.
That's what I heard. Everybody says it's a great game.
You know, if I wanted to, you know, be a little bit biased, which I am, I would say I'd sway in Liverpool's favour. But the last 10 minutes, I go, okay, I'd be happy with a draw. But this is what sells the Premiership. End-to-end shit. And our goalkeeper turned out some great saves.
That Harry Kane goal.
That's Harry Kane. That's the person that someone said he's a one season wonder.
Someone said he was a one season wonder.
I was just whining the news.
But just so you know,
I was whining the news.
Just so you know, Craig has bought his England shirt with Kane on the back for the summer.
I'm a Scouser. We don't follow England.
You watch. It'll be a two-season wonder.
There you go.
No,
Derek.
I think he's. I honestly believe he's one of those players that he needs to stick with Spurs. Like, yeah, Bikovic is it? Moved to Man United was shit. With Spurs, he was fantastic. I think Kane's the same. He's a Spurs boy from start to finish. Don't move.
Change your
haircut.
Do
not
change,
move. Change He's your like haircut. Your old traditional striker. He reminds me of the Man United striker. But just turn in the box. That's what he does. Mm. He's not fast.
Yeah.
He can't take 20 people on. But when you give him the ball in the penalty area, he's going to turn. I think he was like that.
He did the Cruyff move. Didn't he do the Cruyff
yeah,
back
yeah,
move?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just great. Yeah, and I was wrong. Yeah, he is. And a two-season wonder.
The one who does the most of those in the Prem is Lallana.
Yeah.
And he does it so well.
Oh, yeah,
Lallana either foot.
Does that, yeah, but yeah. I don't know. Lallana doesn't either have the strength or
no, but he does
the
that
power
quick turn
to take
beautifully.
It forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Harry Kane, when he's in that box, you ain't going to take him off that ball.
Nah.
You're just not. Van Nistelrooy's the same typical type of player. You give him it in the box, and Robbie Fowler... They're not guys.
Well, if he's half as good as either of them, then it'll be great.
They're not the people that are going to run into the box like Suarez and score. They're the guys you give it to them in the box, 6 yards out, they're just going to score. Chicharito's the same. Out and out strikers.
The same thing, though, for the Coutinho goal. Not many players would have been able to score that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That set up by Sturridge
and the thing,
was amazing.
It was set up by Sturridge, but it was made by Lallana. Lallana went for a run to the left and he took the center half with him and Coutinho went into the center half space. If you look at that goal again, give it down to Lallana. He made the space for Coutinho to run into.
Great play off the ball.
Yeah, I mean, overall it was a phenomenal game for the Premiership as a whole. We didn't allow Tottenham to get
don't
any
start, yeah, don't start crying. Don't Re- start crying.
Really helped us out there, Greg. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know,
I hate you guys to win that game.
After the Arsenal fans we've had on here, I'd rather Tottenham
win. We need to rebrand this. Scouser v. Everybody.
There you go. Really.
Yeah.
And guess who's going to win every week? Fucking me, all right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Craig,
you're cruising, aren't you?
Craig, are you still picking Liverpool to win the league this year?
Yeah.
1 year wonder.
What's wrong with that? Yeah. Yeah. 20-year wonder.
I'll take my $10 now, by the way.
It's always next year.
Well, you know what? Yeah, next year is going to be so different.
Oh, it's
going
to be awesome.
You're going to have a couple of new managers. You're going to have our manager. And you know what? It's still going to be hard.
It's going
to
be.
I want it to be hard.
Yeah.
I want it to be at the end of the season. I want it to be four teams competing, or five teams competing for that.
Like
because that's
year.
What sells it around the world. You don't want to dominate Man United like they did in the 80s.
Isn't that
90s. You don't want to dominate in Liverpool like they did in the 80s. You need a team. You need teams that are going to come in.
Like this season.
You know what?
Especially with the new contract. Why not?
You should have a T-shirt with written across the front of it, I want it to be hard.
Yeah. Well. It always
my
is.
Anger sponsor.
Well, Paul, swagger.
What I would like to do is, I think we've covered Liverpool. I would, since you know we haven't had a Sheffield Wednesday fan on here before, give us a little background. History. How
we've
you
never
became
had
a fan,
a Sheffield cyclist fan before.
What? Well, cyclist, my guy. I'm a triathlete, so cyclist, he's okay.
Are you on?
I'm a triathlete as well.
We can talk afterwards.
I've done 5 Ironman races.
We're going to talk afterwards, but that's not a good podcast on a football show.
Sheffield Wednesday. Do you want the years of misery, or do you want when we got to 2 finals and got beaten by fucking Arsenal both times?
Yeah, I remember. That wasn't too long ago. That was only, 12 years ago?
No, it was 20-something years ago.
No, I was here when that happened.
I was in England when it happened, and I've been here 20 years.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
So, again, us Yanks, you know, obviously we don't, they're not one of the teams that we see all the time.
Yeah, it's the difference is people are drawn to their local teams.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same in this country. You can move any of the professional teams in this country to another place, and people just start supporting them.
That's what we explained here. You cannot, it's not you can't pick a team.
It's not franchise.
Unless you're American, you can't.
Unless you're Manchester United fan.
Unless you're Man United fan.
Yeah.
They were the originals, like, pick a team.
Yeah. My dad took me to a game Sheffield Wednesday game when I was about 7. Unfortunately, then I couldn't support any other team. That was it.
Yeah, you can't. You're not allowed to.
It was all over. It was all over. You know. Yeah.
The thing is, now, though, Hillsborough or Wednesday's ground is etched in every Liverpool's mind.
Yeah,
but sure it's not only that. It's a big.
It's
a monster.
Etched in every British football fan's
mind. But not just
mind.
That. It's a monster ground. It's a big ground. They are big teams. Sheffield
well,
United
to be
and Sheffield Wednesday are big
used to
teams.
Be. How many, Wednesday how many fans and Villa Park used to be with the semis for the
Yeah,
all the
semis. They're like 50,000 seaters.
So you've got 50,000 fans that can go to your games?
Yeah. No, no.
No, not anymore, but it used
he
to.
Wishes.
I mean the stadium.
No. 50,000 seats. 50,
now, they weren't seats. I mean. They were standing at that stage.
It can hold 50,000.
Right.
We don't get 50,000 of the games.
But you got to remember, they don't know. They're realising that Bournemouth is coming into the Premiership, but they've got 15,000. Yeah. They don't realise the likes of Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United have got 50,000 stadiums that have huge cops.
But how many go? How many show up?
Well, they did when they were in the Premiership.
About 3,000.
Mid-20s.
Okay, so you're half full. Yeah.
It's all seating now, though, right? Because they used to have the standing room.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's no standing room. Right.
So it's all seating.
You get 20,000?
The cop used to get in.
You have a cop, right? You have a cop.
Yeah. And Leeds would get, what, 5,000 for a game?
We get to about 23. Yeah. We got 30 last weekend. 30? Because we added 30,000, yeah.
Was it, was it free to get in?
Yeah. If Leeds...
No.
Have they got some got a shopping centre there?
No. We got some championship rivalry right here.
Yeah, really?
Excuse me, there's no rivalry on my part. Thank you very much.
Well, not knowing the table.
Just hope.
Where does the Sheffield Wednesday stand on the table?
We're fifth in the... What stupid reason they call it the championship? Well, it's actually the second division, really, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you're fifth in the championship.
So you're in the playoff position, right?
We're Leeds in that,
Now, Leeds aren't
so you
there,
could get
are
in the playoff.
They?
You could get in the playoffs.
They are in the playoffs position right now.
Yeah, you're very quick, you know.
But no. now let me get this straight. Sheffield Wednesday are in the playoffs.
No, they're not in the playoffs. Yeah, they could get in the playoffs.
Could get in the playoffs. Leeds cannot.
No.
Right. Okay. I want to get square.
Thank you very much.
Well, is the thing, and I think we've mentioned it on the show before.
Yeah, I think you've final, lost. I don't think you've won anything in like 20 years, right?
That final playoff space. Right? The two that go up and then the others that do that round robin to finalise the third position. That's the richest event, sporting event in the world because you get to the Premiership, you get 150 million. If you win the Champions League, you get 18 million. That's the difference between getting into the Premiership and it's over. I think it's over 150 million right?
It's 150 million pounds.
Yeah, 150 million pounds. 18 million pounds you get for winning the Champions League.
And that's a lot of Yorkshire pudding.
That's a lot of Yorkshire
pudding.
Lots of Yorkshire pudding, lad. Do you know about Yorkshire?
Who's your owner? Who owns your club?
Oh, some fucking farmer, John.
Some Russian guy, I think, isn't it?
Okay, that says it all to me.
Oh.
No, I'm complimenting him.
Gamma's being
get rid of the
down.
Bloody Italians.
You like Russians better than Italians.
Who owns Leeds these days?
Huh?
Who owns Leeds?
Oh, don't even talk about it. Massimo Cellini's a...
Lasagna someone?
He used to own Lazio. He sold them. He's a nut job. He's crazy.
So he's working his way up the football team.
I keep hoping he'll sell the team, but no, it's
just
not
both teams with
the
L.
The Liverpool fans. Is FSG going to keep Liverpool, or is there?
It looks like they may be selling them.
Yeah.
I don't see why, but we have no problems with them selling them. If they do, it looks like it would be a Saudi Arabia team.
More oil money, huh?
More oil money. It's you know what? At the end of the day, you know what? It boils down to money, doesn't it? It does boil down.
So you'd be okay
to
with that? Becoming another Man City? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? Why not? We're the greatest team in history anyway. So.
Oh, jeez.
Why not? You can call me anything you
we
want.
We can make you a custom
hat,
too.
The couple of years ago when Fenway bought Liverpool, the guy that was going to buy them was the Crown Prince of Dubai.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
So he's the fucking richest guy in the world. So if that deal goes ahead, Man City won't be the richest team in the world. Liverpool would be.
You know, it's horrible to say. Yeah, you want to win on merit and everything, but at the end of the day right now it's that spare money that you can buy the
we could buy Sterling back.
Yeah, we can buy it. Yeah.
You could buy Barcelona.
Well, that's why.
You know what? I've got to boil it down to Everton. I loved it when Everton could have sold Stones to Chelsea.
It's happening at the end of the season.
And it didn't matter.
Well, Stones has dropped off.
No, no, yeah, he has dropped off.
Because he's sad. Because he didn't get to leave.
Yeah, the whole team's dropped off. But what I'd like to say is that Everton said, no, you're fucking staying. And that's what we should have done with Suarez. But everyone's like, well, he was biting people, you got to get rid of him. Well, guess what?
That's Liverpool.
He's shining at Barcelona, even with Neymar and Messi there. He's shining.
The one who wanted to get rid of Suarez was Henry because it was affecting the brand. That was the reason. That came from the top.
He screwed up. He should have said to him, you've signed another four-year contract.
Well,
you've got 4 years left. You're either going to sit on the bench. We're not going to let you go.
But he was unhappy. But he was going to pull a bunch of crap if he'd stayed.
But you know what? That's a really interesting statement you make, because to me, that means Henry does not understand football.
Yeah.
Because having a renegade player like that, doesn't matter pretty much what they do. They could go out and murder somebody.
I think Henry understands sport. And I think he does a good job with the Red Sox.
It would not have affected Liverpool's brand. So if that's the excuse, that's weak.
Well, that's why he bought Liverpool.
If not, it would have enhanced their brand. You know what? Because everyone likes a thug. They do. I don't care what you say.
The Steven Gerrard book, the biggest fear that they had was that he was going to go to Arsenal. And he was talking about going to Arsenal. That's the main thing that they wanted to stop. Why would he go a lateral lower move?
You know, he's not going to do that, is he? He's not going to go to a lower move.
I don't know why he would either.
What place you're in?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, you've qualified.
Talks, right?
You've qualified for the Champions League for 25 years and never fucking won it.
He's definitely not going to Southampton.
It don't matter. It's no good being there if you're not going to win it.
I watch matches when you're at home. You know that
we're gonna, when we do get there, the chances of us winning it are good.
I got to ask you. We had one of our favorite Arsenal guys who ended up getting banned from the.
He wasn't our favorite. He was your fucking favorite. He was not our favorite.
I know. I knew I was going to get it for
he's
that.
He's a fucking
man crush. He used to say, hey,
he's a
Champions League doesn't mean anything. Who needs that?
Oh, I'd rather win the FA Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
see, one of the reasons.
You don't ascribe to that, do you?
No, I mean, I love the Champions League.
Absolutely.
The Champions League makes you the best team in the world if you win it, because They say there's two games that a player wants to play in, the World Cup final and the Champions League final.
Yep.
They're the two biggest games in the world.
I heard Steven Gerrard, when he was interviewed one time, say that the World Cup was for the fans and the Champions League was for the players even.
Yeah, Champions League.
He put the Champions League ahead of the World
Cup. When we won the Champions League in 2005, was it? Cried my fucking eyes out. My son said in his school they
had the game. You realize you won, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's like, it's the biggest game in the world for any club to win. Yeah. And the fact that we come back from 20 years to win it. But it does take a lot of luck. You have to get through games that you were supposed to be destroyed. And one of them is, one I would always remember is the little guy scoring a fucking overhead goal against Juventus. That sticks in my mind for the rest of my life. Luis Garcia. Garcia, he drinks sangria, he scores a goal. He scored his fucking goal. And it was like, and I was at, like I've said to you, I was at the 1981 final. I had the tickets in Paris at the Saint-Germain Stadium and watched Liverpool win it. And Alan Kennedy scored the only goal against Real Madrid, 1-0.
Speaking of which, Alan Kennedy is downtown Saturday.
There you go. There's a meet plug in for the meet and greet for Alan Kennedy.
In San Diego, right?
In San Diego and Torrey Pines.
I've got a nice little story. When they were playing AC Milan, In Istanbul, I actually worked next to an office which I had. Next door was a couple of guys from Milan. So we kind of set the TV up and we watched the office. And I went out at halftime in fucking tears. And those two were fucking drinking the wine and going crazy. And of course, the second half was anyone's story. But it was great.
It's the greatest European final of all time. It's voted.
I know, Jane, you said that's got to be the greatest comeback, right?
It's the greatest football game I've ever watched. And I'm a Leeds fan. I hate saying it to Craig, but that second half is just magical to watch.
Can you say that in the same sentence? Soccer fan and Leeds fan?
Can I get that and put it on Facebook?
Fuck off.
Straight to the point.
Well, Steve, you're new, obviously a Liverpool fan. You're new to the show here. How did you become, you grew up in Liverpool, right?
No, I was born in Liverpool, but going back to the accent before, I went down south when I was fairly young.
Okay.
Which part of Liverpool were you born in?
Bootle.
Oh, you're Bootle Boy.
I'm
yeah.
Bootle.
That's like right, yeah. fucking Romania without the gymnasts.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Bootle where the mice have clogs is yeah. The, yeah, the known back then. But going back to what we were saying before, it's as you grow up in England, you're given a team. It's either your mum or your dad's team, or you know. And it's very rare that you get a different team. And going back to Manchester United, when they were winning everything, late 80s, early 90s, that's when Man U fans came up from everywhere.
Henry. But,
yeah. Cockney yeah. boys, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a Liverpool fan through and through. When Liverpool and Everton had the FA Cup final back in the day, was that mid-90s, something like that?
Well, it is. Look how, so look big, how, look how huge. Distraught these two guys are.
Hey, I hear Suarez had to move to London to start using knives and forks.
Yeah. Look how distraught they are. You got a Southampton fan and a Sheffield fan, and look distraught, don't he?
Yeah, why should Bob be distraught?
How many FA Cup finals does Liverpool win before 1965?
Three.
None.
None?
Yes, 1965 is the first time a team beginning with the letter L won the FA Cup.
Well, yeah.
Paul, okay. So, what kind
how
of
many teams with the letter A won the fucking Champions League? No.
What? How many league championships or anything has Sheffield Wednesday won?
They've been in the.
I don't mean it's a negative. I'm actually curious.
Yeah, I think they've been in the FA Cups five or six times.
Okay.
How many have you won it?
Sorry.
How many have you won?
I think we've won three. We won 4-2 against West Brom in 1935.
Just to be sure, when he says something, don't fucking look at me.
I can't look at him.
Oh. Very good. So like three FA Cups?
I think they won three FA Cups. I think they were called the Yo-Yos. They were really, the 50s were up and down. I think they probably won about three league titles.
Has the club been pretty stable financially over time, or are they struggling? No, they've been up and down there too.
They've had problems because they invested in the ground in the 60s. The team who added 5,000 seats or stands for the FA Cup in 1966, they never got more than about 15,000 people there. So they invested unwisely then, and really they've never really been what I call a Premier League team. Mm-hmm. They're always a division below, really.
But isn't it fair to say that now most razor blades are made in China?
And knives and forks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Mm.
That's not something to laugh about either. I'm not going to get political.
You can't see me, but I'm doing the sign over my head. I have no idea.
One of our mates that we drank with at the British Club owns British Steel. He owns the name. He bought it. Yeah. He bought British Steel. He owns the name British Steel.
We will.
Bill Bolton, he owns British Steel. Yeah, he owns British Steel.
Well, as Bob just mentioned, let's turn the conversation over to Chelsea Vince.
Fascist.
Chelsea, what do you think of the season? What odd season,
is it still going on?
Somebody wake Vince up.
They're only a point behind Liverpool.
They haven't lost, right? They haven't lost.
Yeah, we're actually behind Liverpool.
They've already got the point.
As far as season goes, it's kind of
no. But seriously, what an odd season! Marino leaves and they haven't lost a game in the Premier League since.
Complete loss of just direction in the first half of the season.
Now looking back, are you? Even my wife says those players were like bad. You know, and getting Mourinho removed, is that the way you feel? Or looking back now, I mean that team.
You got to remember Mourinho
underperformed.
He plays the way he wants to play. If you don't want to do it, well, then it was a whole. I think it's a whole dressing room, you know, come
because
back
of the
and
style
say,
of play that he wanted.
I think they wanted play. Okay. So we won the we did our 2 years. You know, you said second year we'll get it. They won it.
Yeah.
The third year, I think they wanted to be more like open. Okay, let us open our floodgates and let us play the way we want to play. Let's do some style here.
That's the thing with him, though. He does that 2 years good, and then 1 year out, you know. And
so he does it everywhere.
Yeah, he does it everywhere.
Because people get sick of his whole attitude. Yeah.
So he's going to do that at Man U next, right? Anybody think that's not going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to.
I actually had a really bad dream the other night. I woke up and turned the TV on to watch Arsenal, and he walked out instead of Wenger. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but you know what, Dave?
Hey, but you
that one season, you'd win the league.
It would definitely kick something up for a
isn't
minute.
Isn't that a done deal to United, though?
No, I don't think it is.
I thought it was a done deal.
I heard
it's
something
all
like
it's all
it was almost
it's all press.
Inked or something. But
Vinny, what are your thoughts on
Conte?
It'll be different. He has. I haven't heard anything bad about him, and I've seen some games. I felt Serie A here and there, but he's done really well at Juventus. A lot of the players there have come out and said, "Hey, Chelsea, you got a good guy here. He actually is good with the player. He reminds me a little bit of Ancelotti. Ancelotti's the same way, But
isn't that Mexican food?
Huh?
Rumors. is that chicken?
Yeah. So what is that? Chimichangas?
All the papers say he's hot on Lukaku, wants to get rid of Courtois.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to keep him.
Yeah.
Not that he wants to get rid of him.
He wants Courtois. To...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
I guess...
He wants to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah, Real Madrid no longer want De Gea, so I think now they're shooting for...
Who wouldn't
Courtois.
Want De Gea? Yeah,
but you know what? You look at it, these guys sign these contracts. Okay, so you have a good season, you have a bad season. Okay, so why don't you stay and try to make up your bad season and start with try to get back on top.
Well,
Have
Madrid
cut.
Gone
got,
off to Gea?
No, they, that whole deal fell through.
Yeah, you got to hand it to United. They wanted to hang on to Gea, and guess what? That worked.
Yeah.
They did. They hung on to him.
They held on to him, huh?
I guess now he doesn't want to go.
Yeah. Oh, big time, man.
So...
He's
keepers
fun
are
a
far
watch.
Few in between, I mean, you can't find a top quality keeper here and there, but I think they're
Mignolet's available.
I have to also say, I know, right?
It's all fucking yours.
But
you will never get rid of him.
Yeah,
that was definitely.
But
a
bit what? When Courtois was injured the entire first half of the season, we got Begovic, and he did a fantastic job.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
He made some great saves. He's got even if he took off, I think we'd be all right.
Bogdan's available.
But I think there's going to be wholesale changes with the rest of that team.
There's going to be, some in and outs. They'll starting with a core. I don't know if Stones will come. I don't know if I really want him. He's got a lot.
Well,
of
you
weaknesses.
Got Terry.
So
you
know? Not, is it like a
well,
full, like,
Terry's big... not. We're not sure if he's going to stay. This might be it.
Yeah,
I think this next season.
I still think he's
going to. How long is that going to be for?
Ask the people in Liverpool.
1 year every year.
That's the Drogba clause.
This next season is going to be the season of the managers. Because you've got a couple of new managers in. You've got a couple that turned up in January. This is the season of the managers.
I'm actually glad we got Klopp in to settle in this season, ready for next season.
Yeah.
Well, here's a way off the wall question.
It's available again.
Well, if you lose Koeman, you've got Gary Neville to go for.
He's Spanish. Speaks Spanish now.
Yeah, well, Neville's available.
If you had to, at this stage of this season, had to pick who's going to win next season, who would your choices be?
Liverpool.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Leeds.
You've got, half the group here are Liverpool supporters?
Yeah.
Let's do this as a democratic vote. Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Yeah. There you go.
That's right. That's right. It's.
I think
I'm taking Spurs.
I think we've got a good chance as anybody else. He's got his chance to buy his players, weed out the ones that are bad.
He's going
to
have a
right
clear
now.
Out, right?
Yeah. Well,
I think this year is going to be, this transfer window is going to be crazy because you're getting all these new managers in. You're going to see massive clearouts because look at the top four right now. United, City, I mean Arsenal.
Yeah, but one
four.
Thing,
Chelsea
though,
all those teams that they're
United
known
on top four.
To do massive selling and buying.
Yeah, don't worry about us. We're not in that.
But none of the ones that Klopp is looking at are real big heavy spenders on.
Yeah, but look at Guardiola. That, Guardiola's going to probably spend more than anybody. He's going to clear that entire City roster.
If you
kind of
read in the blogs around the place, the guys that Klopp is interested in are fucking unknown names.
But he always does that, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he always does that.
That's his style. He doesn't like to spend money on big players.
Yeah.
But he also seems to have an eye to pick talent, too.
Well, he's got a couple of freebies coming in this year. We've got Ema Brimovic.
So I guess because we have a lot of Liverpool fans, a lot of us would pick Liverpool. Sounds like Spurs. That's a good pick.
Spurs.
That's a young team, isn't it? And they're really well balanced.
If their manager goes, they're screwed.
Man City probably have a good chance.
Ibrahimovic,
Find the water issues in Northern California?
PSG.
Yeah.
Ibrahimovic.
No, it's Aaron Brockovich. I get those two mixed up all the time.
And it was Northern California. It was fucking here in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
educational, this.
Yeah.
This podcast. Very educational.
Yeah. You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
It was right here. It's not far
from
here.
Didn't realize. I thought it was Northern California.
About 60 miles from here,
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be on PBS.
That same girl that was a hooker with Richard Gere.
Busy Woman. Yeah, but it's the same girl, but what a movie. And she's still now, she did the Porto Rancho gas leak. So,
yeah.
We're digressing a bit, but who cares?
Yeah, so I wanted to say the whole dynamic with Pep coming in. Because, like I said at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure Man City are going to finish top four. If they don't get themselves sorted out, they're not going to finish top four.
Yeah, they're just up and down.
So what happens if they don't make Champions League? Plans might go a little sideways.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the Europa League.
Yeah.
That destroys teams.
Yeah.
Destroys.
I don't know Pep that going well.
Going to Russia on a Wednesday night? Yeah. I really
hope City get fourth spot and not United.
Why?
Because I just fucking hate United.
Yeah, everybody hates United.
Well,
everybody hates City now.
Sheffield United.
I want West Ham to get that fourth spot.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know if they can do it.
That was a good game this weekend.
That'd be great.
But you want a team, you got to remember, we win the fourth spot by how far our teams go. The likes of West Ham and Leicester, if they don't go far in the Champions League, we're going to lose that fourth spot.
Yeah,
we're going to go to three, and that makes it worse. Well, it takes a lot to gain that back. So a lot of the times, you don't want the smaller teams getting into that Champions League. Because look what happened. Everton went in and out in a day. And that costs you points on how many we get.
But that European coefficient, the only reason England stayed with four teams was because City made it in and Liverpool made it into that quarterfinals. Otherwise, England would have had three teams in the Champions League next year.
And that's actually devastating. It's not just devastating to England. It's actually devastating for the Champions League because English team bring in thousands of fans.
More than anybody
else. So they lose out if England only get three teams.
And they travel as well.
Yeah. They travel. Yeah. You know, they travel. The big team, they travel.
Speaking of such, last week the Spurs fans made it clear that they thought Borussia Dortmund was going to kill Liverpool.
Well, it's this Thursday, right? At the end of the day, let's be honest. We sort of deserve to beat our Spurs. And that's one of the top two teams, right? And we are a 10th team. And we deserve to win that game. We really did deserve it. But it could have gone either way because that's the way it is. So we can compete on the day with the best. And he has some of the best players. They're just not a team.
Yeah.
Right? He has some of the best players in the world. They're just not a team. So, yeah, can we compete against Dortmund? Yeah, on the day. But it depends what day it is.
I would even say that we'll get beat by Dortmund 2-1 there, and we will beat them 2-0 in Anfield.
But the away goal score was a good thing.
The away goal. Again, Liverpool, somehow in Europe, Liverpool have always come through. They really have. They were like the darlings of Europe. They would always get through, on whether it be the Champions League or the Europa Cup. They've done it. So this isn't... Being the underdog is actually good. For us,
but
being
this year has been different for you guys too, though. It's been really up and down.
But
so
also,
it depends on who shows
also,
that day.
Of all the managers, Klopp is the best manager to take on Dortmund.
Yeah, because
he knows them.
He knows their
That's
their
definitely an advantage. Yeah.
You also got to look at, with Klopp's style, he's looking for the players to run and run hard and run ragged. So they just don't have the energy level for this season. The Brazilian players redo a team this year. You can get some more players in that can run.
Well, the other thing, Steve,
Benteke didn't do it.
He's going to bring in half of the Bundesliga next year anyway.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, Steve, is I think he's gone through a learning curve of how difficult it is to play in the Premier League and the FA Cup and all these games.
How different it is as well.
I'm not sure that style you can carry over to all the
and
games.
And it's
you know?
The same I learning don't know. Curve that Conte's going to face with Chelsea.
If you look back at Liverpool in the late 80s with the Dalgleish manager era, you think of some of the players, Peter Beardsley is a case in point.
He was brilliant.
He
came from Vancouver Whitecaps.
Anybody would say, just an incredible player, phenomenal England player as well. But the man, if you ever watched him play, would run for 90 minutes. He would chase that ball wherever it was. And that's, I think you can apply that with Klopp's style.
But you know what? It's no good just running 90 minutes. We had Coit doing that, and he was a striker, and he scored 12 goals in a season. It's not a matter of just running those 90 minutes. You've got to do something with it.
You're right.
And there's a lot of players that run their fucking hearts out, like Henderson.
Henderson.
And doesn't bring the results.
No productivity.
No, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you've got
to...
You've got
a team that does it, not just one
or
two.
Yeah, no. But having those players in doesn't mean you're going to be successful. Those players that run their hearts out, they run their hearts out.
I mean, is it realistic?
I would rather have a player that doesn't run his heart out but knows where to be, like Chicharito.
Yeah.
He knows where to be in the six-yard box or the penalty box.
And
he's just going to score.
Ball in the net.
Is he coming back?
He never takes anybody on. But guess what? He knows where to be. And he doesn't have to run his heart out. He doesn't need to have a big engine. And that's where I think a lot of people falter. Henderson, big engine. No, get rid of him. No results.
So are you taking bets on Liverpool getting through against Dortmund?
No.
Oh, nope. Just wondered.
Can I just make one comment about Leicester? Their manager has got Chelsea out of the group stages.
Yes.
Champions League.
Yeah, he did.
We might be underestimating them just a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge
for Leicester
next year.
That was like 16 years ago, though.
So, he's still got the experience.
He hasn't done anything for 16 years.
And the other thing that Leicester has had, I mean, they've been blessed with no injuries.
Yeah, that's the
biggest
thing.
For playing only 18 players. I mean, you look at, remember one time, man, you had like 12 players injured, you know. And
Arsenal's always injured.
Yeah,
but maybe
we always run on half staff.
So
is it the backroom staff or is it the manager that's
making
them
all injured? Is it the way he's training them?
I think that's one of our problems. Yeah, our training.
We can't talk though.
Yeah, but again, at the end of the day, is it the manager that's getting them all injured or is it just the game itself? It can't be the game itself when Leicester is getting through all these games without injuries.
I think initially Klopp pushed the players too hard, and that's where all the hamstrings came from.
They didn't have the fitness to play that style.
No, because Rodgers didn't.
No, that makes
Rodgers
sense.
Always played back, you know, left and right, and just sort of moved it up. Klopp was always
now. There are a lot of players on the injured list right now. Leicester don't
play the pressing game.
No, they do the fast play.
They counter the attack.
They play fast break. Yeah.
But Vardy and Mahrez will drop back in defence.
I didn't see the second game we played against Leicester, but the first game, the one just after Christmas that we won 1-0, I thought we made Leicester look like a championship team. I really thought we did. So, you know what? It's just that we didn't have the final touch. You know what I mean? And Vardy's got it, and Mahrez has got it, and we don't.
And if Benteke had it...
He doesn't fucking have
it. No, if he had it, that could have been a whole different season for
Liverpool. He's not from the ghetto, is he? He needs to be an angry black, doesn't he? He needs to be angry black. He needs to be a nasty fucking black that wants a fucking score. He's not. He's like a fucking deer in the
headlights.
He did
so well at Aston Villa, though.
How did he? You know what? How did he do? Well, what did they do?
Origi does much better than Benteke.
Origi
looks good.
And Sturridge. Sturridge is fucking... People don't realize how good Sturridge is.
Yeah, but he's too
Sturridge
fragile.
Is phenomenal.
Oh, please.
Sturridge is one of the best strikers in
the
league.
He's done.
You think he's done?
There's a lot of chatter about Sturridge being lazy at the moment. And you look at the game, his heart's not in it either. He's 80% fit or he's just not interested. He's not at Liverpool at the moment.
Is he talked about leaving?
No, there's speculation that he wants to leave.
Exactly, yeah, but who's gonna buy him on the salary he wants?
I know, really.
PSG.
50 million.
50 mil. What,
you guys will trade for Ibrahimovic right across
play
the
play one
board?
Game a month?
We're going to get... You didn't know? You haven't seen the papers? Ibrahimovic.
Sturridge for Ibra? Yeah, that
gone.
Sounds like a good deal.
And Cavani
he's
to
free,
United.
No, that's not a deal. He's free. Ibrahimovic is free if you get him. He's out of
contract.
Well, it is time to wrap up the show.
Sturridge for Brockovic.
It is time to wrap up the show, but before I do that, I do want to reach out and recognize our sponsors. The first was the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant with two locations, one here in Santa Ana and the other in Fullerton. And then the second is Security National Mortgage Corporation that paid for our Sexy Beast mixer, and then we've replaced it since then. So thank you, Security National Mortgage. And then our third sponsor is here, Swagger Dave with Swagger Club CA. Hello. It's great you can make it in person. I know it's a long drive up from Carlsbad. And, by the way, we did have a great time again. Thank you for the good times there we had at Grubby's.
And until... He changes our key song. This is it. When you
get out of here.
All
right.
Hold your head.
With that, we will wrap up the show and go to our child leader. This has been the Two Yanks V Brits Soccer Show.
Ciao.
It's the Two Yanks V Brits Soccer Show.